I'll wait on that. I'll just go through.
Thanks, people, for listening to the Casual Couch of Gaming.
You're fired from doing intros.
Podcast 21.1.
It's the 211.
You keep a straight face. Yeah, it is the 211.
We're 21 and a half.
Get rid of this dad beard. Get me a fucking tall boy. Fantastic.
Oh, my God.
We should start over. Go to Circle K. Get some 211s.
No.
That's what we need.
We don't need any
more
of that.
Beer and stronger beer.
We're talking about
Buster's Quest.
We talking about how you're done with giving intros, okay? This is a reoccurring.
How do you thing. You can't? How do you follow the snaps? You can't follow the snaps. Well, throws everything off.
He said, "What did you say? Howdy, people."
I don't even remember. Whatever it was beautiful. It was poetry in motion.
Like I said, thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming, people.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Have a nice day.
Take a seat. Tip your waitress on the way out.
Welcome to Circle K.
It's not unusual to be loved by any folks.
So yes, it is the
Pointcast 21.1.
There you go. Pointcast 21.1.
I'm Chester, by the way.
Who are you?
I don't know. I'm Pugsley.
I'm Dirk. You could be Pugsley. I'm Wednesday.
Ew.
You're more like Cousin It.
Oh, I am.
So, can I be Thing all hand? Oh, yeah.
That means
yeah.
You don't have to say anything for the next 20, 30 minutes? You are a Thing.
I'll just do the... I don't know what he does.
Thing can do sign language, I would assume. You know? He could talk to deaf people.
You know what? I would love to just do like sign language for the rest of the episode.
You just sit there with your middle finger up.
Our deaf fans would love that.
They would appreciate it. Don't! Don't. It's racist, and I don't appreciate it.
You know what? As somebody who would be a deaf person doing a pointcast or a podcast, the only thing that I would think that they would do is just...
I feel like I made some really great points tonight, guys.
Oh, deaf people.
just interrupt you in the middle of sentences.
We love you.
So, yeah, this episode is actually my fault. So...
Yeah, thanks, by the way. Oh, I want to be Lurch now.
You rang. Actually, a power up later on in the game,
yeah, I know.
Which none of us made it to.
I didn't make it that far.
No,
it's the end all.
So yeah, Fester's Quest. As we were trying to make our episode lists, you know, we go through, we try to plan, make sure we're on point, make sure that we are organized for everything coming down the road, because we need everything spelled out for us. Because let's be honest, the time that we spend with you.
We drink too much.
We're hammered drunk.
We drink too much.
We're just totally hammered. So with Fester's Quest, I thought it was a game that I remembered as just being the only game that my friend owned that I didn't own, and that was pretty much it. Like, it was a game that we had to play because it was there.
What do you want
to
play today? How about Fester's Quest?
How about Fester's Quest?
Can we play Street Fighter? How about Fester's Quest?
Didn't have Street Fighter.
All I had. Oh.
He had Punch-Out that we weren't good at, Fester's Quest, and Rampage.
Rampage is fun
until you're stuck in his room after you spend the night at his house until 3 in the afternoon, and Rampage is still on, and you can't go home. There are too many levels. Now after like
bad memories.
Yeah, it's just it was just like I just my family miss me. So yeah, Fester's Quest. It was a game. It was made in 1989, which was. Based on the 1960 television series of the Addams Family.
That's what really bugged me about this fucking game.
Yeah, it's on its own island.
It had been dead for so long. Like, the series hadn't been on
Nick
for
Knight,
20
Knight.
Years. Apparently, yeah, it was in syndication.
Nietzsche.
And the movie wasn't going to come out for another 2 years.
Nobody knew the movie. They might have had like a...
So why the fuck license a game on the Addams Family?
No, not an Addams Family.
It makes about as much sense as making a first-person shooter based on the monsters.
It's Fester. It's not the Addams Family. It's like, because I didn't know playing this that this was tied to the Addams Family at all. Even though it said the Addams Family, wasn't really sure.
Really small at the bottom of the title screen.
So like, when I was younger.
Were you 7 years old when this came out?
I was 8. Yeah, and I probably played around like 9.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that. Yeah. But.
Didn't know what Addams Family was.
Maybe he bought it after the Addams Family movie came out, and that's why he bought it. And maybe that's when it started to take off. But seriously, who makes a game like 29 years later of a fucking? You know what? You guys remember that black
and white? Actually, maybe the game increased the popularity of the series
That's
enough.
That's what it was. That's what
they decided to make a movie.
Yeah.
Or
it's maybe, not like they ran out of ideas.
Or maybe they couldn't figure out which character would be able to illuminate the dark sewers unless it was the guy who put the light bulb in his mouth. Which I had an epiphany playing this. I'm like, that's why the light bulb works in the sewers.
This game is stupid.
I'm going to apologize for this over and over again.
You should, because this game is fucking terrible. The nostalgia does not hold up on this one.
It does not. And as much as we try to make this point cast and the podcast to make you go out and play this game.
The weird floating heads that spawn insects. Like, what's that about?
You don't have to touch them.
The green bubbles that spawn endless green bubbles sewer.
The blobs. Yeah.
It just happened. Okay, so I tried
rats that only run across the walls.
Yeah, of course. That's the way rats do, or it's the middle of the sewer.
Yeah.
So, okay, so apparently we have beef with this game.
A little bit of beef. I mean, it's hard. It's so hard.
But it's not fun hard. It's not like, you know, I got to try to hit that platform, like, you know, jumping. Like, yeah. I got to time it perfectly. Like,
it's not like Portal 2 fun hard.
Or like Super Meat Boy hard.
Yeah, Super Meat Boy hard. Yeah. Even that got to a point of aggravation.
Well, I mean, you could shoot your gun in four directions.
Yes. All four?
Four really? Directions.
Dang.
So if the enemy was slightly to the left of your...
They fixed that because the guns, upgrades.
Release some DLC and fix it.
That's another thing. Let's make a hard game harder. They had power ups and negative power ups.
Yeah. Dude, those were shit. Like,
yeah, the blue gun gave you a bump in your gun. The bump gun.
Gun bump.
It's almost like, what did you say? Hedging?
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 Hedging.
Hedging is there were a lot of plants in the game.
How are you gonna
walk through the hedges?
Well, I'm drunk.
No.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, so
make a point here, because you're.
Well, I was trying to make a joke about, like, you know, jerking off and then stopping, right? And I thought it was
called edging.
Oh, edging. Like, sorry, edging.
You get to the edge.
Coming right to the edge. I thought it was hedging, like hedging my bets. Anyway, so you could actually, there are four different stages of the gun.
That's also called edging.
What's that? Coming right up to the edge?
Your bets.
Edging?
Edging your bets? I thought it was called hedging your
bets. No, it is. I'm just fucking.
Oh, you motherfucker. You son of a bitch. So... the upgrade system on this game was that you could get the blue guns to power up your gun. You could actually have eight different power ups to get your gun to the max, where there were four different styles of gun. But the way that you did it at the beginning of the game,
stupid guns, they're so stupid.
The last gun was awesome because it was just three
spikes. The
one spikes.
That shot like a row of spikes out. That was cool. Yes. But the one that waved back and forth was so useless because you couldn't use it anywhere.
Right?
I know.
So like in between the hedge maze things, and it just like, as soon as it hits one of those hedges, it disappears.
I used that like crazy.
Okay, but the other two, there was like a big black ball that kept spinning.
I never got that.
Okay. Well, there was also the whip. Yeah, you never got the black ball spin?
The whip was worthless.
You want to watch me spin again? No, but if you level up the whip, it's actually really, really powerful.
How do you level up
the whip? Yeah, how do you level up the whip?
By getting blue whips.
Oh, you got to pick up blue whips.
Yeah. Listen, I can't. It was like Microsoft Windows before, like, the blue were good and the purple you've already seen.
Was it was that explained somewhere?
Probably in the manual.
I have a ROM. I don't have a manual.
Well, they also might have explained why they chose Fester for an Addams Family instead of, like, you know, the whole cast.
Because he was the only interesting character on that show. Can you imagine a Lurch game where you just stand there?
Gomez is interesting.
Answer the door.
Gomez can sword fight.
He can. He had his own game later.
But they put them... So aside from the leveling up of the whips and the guns, this level had three main areas that you'd go into. There was the overworld. Yeah, the neighborhood place. Yeah. Which
had the baddest ass music.
Oh yeah, let's just get some of that.
That's the intro music. It sounds like, you want to hear like the NES Turtles or something?
No, this is Contra. Batman.
Batman. It reminds me of something else. See, that totally reminds me of that Turtles game.
Reminds me of
awesome. Or Mega Man. What does that remind me of? I don't know what that reminds me of. Too drunk. Okay. But yeah, it's totally bad. It's way too badass for a game. It's like Fester Addams.
Maybe that's why it kept us coming back. You're like, because it did start off like, okay, this is kind of Addams Family. And then, dun, dun, Yeah, this makes sense.
So the overworld, which when you're wandering around a neighborhood.
We said that the title screen starts you off as you're looking out over the city, and Fester's out there moon tanning.
Yeah, he's bathing in the light of the moon, right. Like Ozzy does.
Yeah, that's what he does.
He's getting a moon tan.
And then the aliens come in because you're it's
there's aliens.
If
because
skip the intro.
If ever there was an alien invasion, the Addams Family would save us.
Right.
Well, Fester.
Anyways. Yeah, of course.
Well, they have to be the only weird creatures on Earth. They can't have other weird
creatures. It's either that or Michael Bay. And I'll choose Fester 9 times out of 10.
I don't know. I liked Independence Day. Or Indiana Jones.
No, you didn't.
Indiana Jones would save us from the aliens, too.
But Michael Bay didn't direct.
I know. But maybe that's where George Lucas got his ideas from Fester's Quest. Aliens, dude.
We don't have that one loaded up. Motherfucker. I should have done it.
So well, how could you see that coming?
Well, okay, so let's go down to the aliens. You start walking down a road, apparently. You just start in the middle of a giant maze in the overworld, and you start walking down the roads, and there's raspberries just sitting in the middle of the road. So this is the progression of the alien system.
What is with the raspberries?
They're just there.
Do they hurt
They're
you
spores.
If you touch them?
Yeah,
if you walk into them.
Yeah.
Why would you walk into them?
Because they look like raspberries and you want to collect them.
Do they taste like raspberries? Because
you were playing Pac-Man.
The schnozberries taste like raspberries.
It's like alien brains.
So if you walk into these things, of course they'll hit you. You only have two little life bars. You know how you get the second life bar?
You get the third one.
You gotta get the third one?
You walk into
a random wall.
Random wall in
one of the houses, yeah.
Yep. That's another shitty part about this game. Yep. Two hits. That's it.
Start off with.
And then it's like, do you want to continue back at the fucking beginning?
You can upgrade to three hits.
Shit.
You know what took me forever to figure out? Because, you know, some monsters just slow you down. They don't actually hurt you. They just make you move slow as shit.
Yes, use the vice grips.
Yeah, use the vice grip.
I have no idea.
I'm like, what the hell does the vice grip do?
There are
I can move quicker now.
It's layer upon layer of what the fuck is this game
doing?
They
didn't explain shit. Like, they drop you off in the middle of nowhere, and they're like, have fun, motherfucker.
It was.
Like, you don't know. How the fuck are you supposed to know you have to go through the sewer? Or you go to one of those maze-ass fucking houses, and you walk around,
and go through a door that you came in. Is inhabited either by a boss or one of the members of the Addams Family.
Well, the Addams Family just walk in, and they're like, hey, you get a prize.
Yeah.
The boss is like, come and get me.
You wander through a three-dimensional...
three-dimensional.
Quote-unquote.
Quotey fingers. Three-dimensional house. It's a hallway.
I think this game didn't know what it wanted to be, because...
Who lives in this house in endless hallways?
You get to the
rooms
the,
here.
You get to the end of the hallway, shit. And there's a boss.
Well, but the big bosses, though, I mean, the bosses were, they weren't in, like, houses. They were in, like, office buildings. So it made sense that they were a little bit deeper. Like, they were the white buildings and not the houses.
Yeah.
Whoa, man, that's, like...
That's deep.
Deep.
All the evils in corporate America.
The bosses are in the office buildings.
That's right, we are.
Damn, brah. I'm way too high on codeine for that to make sense.
Okay. Yeah. So this is what bothered me about the game, is that they didn't know what type of game that it wanted to be. I just read now that it was built on the Blaster Master's overhead shooter engine. So that
was not the best part of Blaster Master.
No, it wasn't. The fucking tank that jumped was part of the... So that it was built on that. It was slow. It made you slower. It had power-ups that could be down-power-upped.
God, that was stupid. Because, okay, I'm assuming you read the manual or something at some point, because I didn't know what the colors were.
I remembered off the top of
my head.
I
would just grab everything, and all of a sudden, like, I'd have the badass fucking tooth shooting gun that shoots like spiky, they look like teeth, they're white, they look like fucking spiky teeth. And then all of a sudden, I go back to the stupid wave gun. It's fucking awful. Or the stupid thing that shoots a twirling tornado of bouncy balls.
You're going to pick up the power-ups.
Everything.
It's like, fuck yeah, new stuff. Ah, crappy gun.
And they throw power-ups at you. Like, the power-ups were the money, the whip, the gun.
What's the money do?
The money, you had to buy hot dogs, or you had to...
You could buy hot dogs to fill up your health.
You help your health. And then they had the light bulbs, because when you went into the sewer, you had to shove a light bulb into your mouth.
And then there were keys, which you had to
use. Oh, yeah, open the doors, yeah. But they were just so abundant.
Which is great. So, if you go in one of those stupid maze buildings... And you walk around for 15 minutes trying to find your way out. And you're like, oh, here's the door. And you go out. And it's the same fucking door you went in. And then you got to turn around and use another fucking key. Like, you locked the door behind you when you left.
Of course you did. It's a self-locking door. Dude, there are alien frogs running amok.
Yeah. Why do the aliens like frogs?
The frogs.
Why not?
I don't know. Why couldn't they look like anything other than what we already have on this planet?
Well, so
me? My bad.
Is that your mom?
Does she want you home? The streetlights are on.
It is dark.
Okay, so there seemed to be kind of a disconnect. You want to stab him and just get him out of here? Yeah, just go ahead and one in the neck. That'll make it so much better. That'll totally pick this podcast up and running. You come out. There's sort of little raspberries and then frogs. And occasionally there'd be like little jumping spider type like little alien things. But then the bosses were gigantic, fucking ripped.
Like xenomorphs.
Yeah, it's just like...
that you couldn't approach.
The second one followed you one for one. Like, if you move forward, but the first one just went back and forth with a whip, but the second one followed you one for one. Yeah. And I'd like to be able to tell you what the other ones did, but I fucking stopped playing this game.
I think I got to the fourth or fifth boss.
The fifth boss, I think, is the last one, because that'll give you all the hints that you're like, oh, it's an alien ship.
Then I got to the fourth one, which was like a big rat with a shield and a Gatling gun something.
Dude,
like,
why does this not make sense to you? It's the Addams Family.
This is what would happen.
Let it take you.
If we were ever taken over by aliens, this is exactly what would happen.
Just let it go. Just let it go.
A giant rat with a Gatling.
I couldn't beat him. I tried. Because I was emulating it, I could do the save state thing. Thank God.
So you just went back and forth.
Because every time you died in this game, you'd have to start from the beginning.
Very beginning.
But, I mean, you would have all the gear you had collected.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of cool. But just
so much walking.
Getting
at one pace. Yeah.
No, unless you got hit by a fly or one of those frogs, like little spit things, then it was a very slow pace.
It would slow you down.
And guess how long it took me to figure out how to use the vice grips?
It took me until after the third boss.
Yeah.
It might have been the fourth boss. Yeah. I was like, what do these other items do? Oh, I can move faster.
So let's talk about the power-ups. There's the light bulb, the vice grips, the TNT.
I never used the dynamite.
There was a whole
ones.
Bunch of them, and...
Well, the last one you got was Lurch.
It was Lurch.
Yeah, where I forgot what the power-up was, but you rang and it just killed everybody on the screen.
Yeah, it would just pop up Lurch on the screen and say, you rang, and then everything else would disappear.
Yeah, by the way, we didn't fucking play this long enough to hit Lurch. Yeah. We just went and watched the speed run.
Yeah, you have to look that one up.
Yeah, just because nobody wants to play this game because, oh, God, I'm so sorry for doing this to you guys.
Keep your memories where they are.
Oh,
this one's not worth it. I mean, I'm sorry. If you're a big Fester's Quest fan,
this was my first.
If you run the fan site, if you're the one writing all that
Slash
Fiction,
is there a Fester's Quest fan site?
This is my first visit.
It's Rule 34. If you can think of it, there's a porn site dedicated to it.
I'm gonna get get a virus on my new computer. Oh, there's a fan made Fester's Quest.
Of course there is. Good.
I hope it's as good as the fan made. Oregon Trail that we witnessed.
There's a Fan Friday the 55th featuring Fester's Quest.
Fan Friday the 55th featuring Fester's Quest.
You know what? Let's see what Amazon is selling Fester's Quest for right now, because we didn't even check that out.
I hope they're just giving it away. I bet they'll pay you money to take it.
Oh, right now
that's what I was thinking, actually, was if someone were like, say, here's a Fester's Quest cartridge, I'd be like, you have to pay me.
So here's how in hot commodity they are. I'm looking at 91 used on Amazon right now for 1 cent.
91?
So pretty much just pay for shipping, get it the fuck out of my house.
So
how do you undercut a 1 cent fucking sale?
Well, I'm just trying to see here, because sometimes they... Okay,
two copies! So, you can have two copies so of the game for
I got
1 cent.
The first one used, very good, I'm assuming never played. For 20 cents with a $3.99 shipping and handling.
Oh.
The next one is acceptable. For $4.88, free shipping.
I have one in the back room right now. I'll sell it to you for $4.
I don't want it. You got a hockey stick? We can do a hockey puck.
You give me $4 and I'll take that game from you.
So, and then apparently there was, these are labeled under
collectible.
Fester's Quest collectible. We're at $1.
That's what my collection is missing.
Fester's Quest.
Fester's Quest.
Yeah.
Where he's sitting, it's like him, he's... You remember what the cover of the cartridge are like?
Yeah, it's like
he shit his pants. Like, he surprised that he shit on himself.
Well, that's what Fester was.
Is it a spider on his forehead or a
dent?
Well,
here's the thing. So they sent the...
It's Ash. It's Ash Friday.
Ash Wednesday?
Ash Wednesday.
They sent the retard out after all... Why were the rest of the Addams families hiding in buildings? Like, they could have put Gomez out there. Like, he was a fencer. They threw a retarded Fester out there. Like,
Gomez is awesome.
He is, but he was just a
minor... He could speak French.
He could. Okay, thank you.
He was preparing for his role as M. Bison.
So the most expensive Fester's Quest on Amazon right now is $11.95 plus a $3.99 shipping and handling collectible, very good.
New inbox with plastic on it still?
Oh, it's box is very good condition. 8.5 out of 10.
The box is in good condition, too?
It is. It's with manual. Dude, it's got a black plastic sleeve.
Whoa.
Comes with the sleeve.
And styrofoam filler. The cartridge is labeled in near mint condition. Game has been tested and guaranteed to play.
Oh, they opened it? Apparently. I don't want a fucking open box.
It always.
I want it to be shrink wrapped. If I'm buying a Fester's Quest, it's got to be shrink wrapped.
He will always ship the same day.
There might be dust in that cartridge.
Oh shit! Something about this. I gotta
he's,
get yeah,
he's preemptively fucking shipping this. He's like, I will get this shit out of my house today. I don't care if it's a Sunday. I'll start. Like,
it's already in a box, ready to go, taped up. It's got forever stamps on it. It's ready to go.
It's already at the post office.
It's just waiting for a destination. There's only one redeeming quality was the music.
Yeah, that's
it. The rest of the game was a fucking shit show.
Well, like when you try to fight monsters, or you'd backtrack and they just randomly keep
coming. Or you would run out of the screen real fast to run from one enemy and you go back and there it is.
But then they put in enemies like the green toads and the red toads or the pink toads were even with the beefiest gun took like 20 shots to kill.
Yeah.
So you're just sitting there, just like pounding on the fucking button. Fuck just that, like, terrible.
Yeah, that was another thing.
Because I emulated it, I had the turbo.
Yeah, so you just held it down. I decided not to do that. I tried to like broadcast this on Twitch like for the first time.
Yeah.
So glad that it didn't work because nobody deserves this shit.
Nobody.
You like rage quit after like 1 minute. Like I was watching this guy play. And he just all I heard was screaming. And I disconnected.
I played it originally, and then I was like, "Fuck this game!" And it took me like 4 more days. And I was like, "All right, I got to do this for the show."
Yeah,
I got to do it,
and it was just terrible, and I apologize again. So
I'll give it zero butt pats.
Zero butt pats.
I will give it a one butt pat.
For the music.
For the music.
Okay.
That's a tight ass music.
Yeah. How about you, Chester?
Tight ass music.
You want to give it any rating?
I'll give it half a butt tap.
Half a butt tap. So it's like I went for it and then I stopped. I just like sexual assault case.
You hover hand the butt.
Yeah, hover hand.
Yeah.
Anyway.
With a swirl.
We apologize that this is our Pointcast
20.1.
21.1.
21 and a half.
Anyway, my name is Dirk.
I'm Chester.
I'm Keith David.
Still?
Still. I'm going to be Keith David for the rest of my life.